1 and verse 2. Now, these are the kings of the land which the children of Israel smote and possessed their land on the other side Jordan towards the rising of the sun, from the river Arnon unto Mount Hermon and all the plain on the east.
Ndiwo madzimambo enyika akakundwa navana vaIsraeri vavakatorera nyika yavo mhiri kwaJordani kumabvazuva kubva pamupata weAnoni kusvikira pagomo reHemoni nerenje rose riri kumabvazuva.
Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt in Heshbon and ruled from Aroer, which is upon the bank of the river Arnon, and from the middle of the river, and from half Gilead, even unto the river Jabbok, which is the border of the children of Ammon.
Sihon, mambo wava Amori, wakanga agere Heshbon, waibata ushe kubva paAroeri, parutivi rwomupata weAnon, neguta raiva pakati pomupata, nehafu yeGilead, kusvikira kurwizi Jabboki, waiva muganhu wavana vaAmon.
Amen. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. May be seated. I'd forgotten to read about this Thanksgiving. First one is from Sister Drow. Ndino tenda mwari nekundi podza apo ndakarwara Monday manheru.
I thank the Lord for healing me when I fell sick Monday evening.
Amen.
Amen.
Isn't the Lord wonderful?
Amen.
He's the Lord that healeth all our diseases. Praise be the name of the Lord. And this one is from Brother Chipendo. Amen. He says, I would like to thank the our dear Lord for His divine providence for school fees to all our children.
Tinokutenda Ishe wedu akanaka nekupa kwavo kwekudenga vakatipa ma school fees evana vedu vose.
Amen.
Amen.
Some are going to high school and college.
Vamwe vari kuenda ku high school, vamwe vari kuenda ku college.
Amen. So isn't the Lord wonderful?
Mwari havana kunaka here.
He provides.
Vanotipa.
He's still Jehovah Jireh.
Vachiri Jehovah Jireh.
Praise God.
Tinovarumbidza.
So from this chapter that we read,
kubva kuchikamu chataverenga,
my title is a little bit funny.
Musoro wangu maridzo nhasi unoti sekesei.
But it's how many kings will you kill this year?
Asi uri kuti madzimambo mangani auchauraya gore rino.
Which means if you have not been counting, you better be counting right now.
Chireva kuti kana wanga usiri kuverenga, chitotanga kuverenga iye zvino.
Amen.
Amen.
Like the Mtora Shanga group, they already know they killed one king. Amen. Sister Mavis, she knows she killed one king on Monday night.
Yes, Sister Mavis, I was at Wakauraya.
She did not get the mercenaries.
That
he was going to pay money for so that they can go and fight on his behalf. But the Bible says he took the people from his own household. We were even told that it was 118 people. And he says, we are going to fight and deliver Lot. Amen.
Amen.
And when they went, remember it was some 10 kings that had gone to invade another 10 kings. And they were all in one direction, in one place. So Abraham, if he must take Lot, It means he must overcome all of them.
Vakanga vari kurutivi rumwe chete kunzvimbo imwe chete zvaireva kuti Abraham kana aifana kutora Roti aifana kutongokunda vose.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
But here Abraham was not a king.
Apa Abraham anga asiri mambo.
As far as we know.
Sekuziva kutinoita.
But if he has to fight kings,
asi kana aifana kurwisana nemadzimambo,
it means he is qualified.
Zvinoreva kuti aikodzera.
He is elevated.
Akasimudzirwa.
He is promoted.
Akasimudzirwa.
From just being a peasant farmer,
pakungobvawo kunge kamurimi,
to a king.
Kuve mambo.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Many of you, or maybe let me say, some of you who know the law of boxing, heavyweight does not fight lightweight.
Vanhu vanorwa vanonzi vanorwa heavyweight avarwe nevepasi vakaondoroka vaya.
How many of you know what I'm talking about?
Vanhu vanozviziva zvatiri kutaura.
Where is mosquito?
Mosquito ari muno here.
Okay. He knows a lot about fighting, and
brother Frank, one of the others, I wonder why he is a guru.
And there's one guy that he normally brings to church. He's called Mosquito.
Then
you got some of you know him.
Pane mumwe murume anomboyana anonzi Mosquito ndofunga akawanda munomuziva.
He was not heavyweight.
Vanga vasingarwe inonzi heavyweight.
But he was fighting lightweight.
Asivairwa ku lightweight.
Because it's not fair.
Nekuti hazvina kuenzana.
For heavyweight to fight lightweight.
Kuti munhu akasimba arwe nemunhu akatetepa.
So you must be on the scale first for you to be qualified whether you must be heavyweight or lightweight.
Unofanira kutanga waenda kunoerwa kuti onekwa kuti norwa here neve heavyweight kana kuti ve lightweight.
So lightweight must fight lightweight and you must win in that category, heavyweight and in their side.
Saka ve lightweight vanorwa vakadaro, ve heavyweight achirwa vakadaro.
Is that correct?
Ndizvo here zvakainzana.
Yes. So this is how it is done.
Ndo maitiro azvinoitwa.
He was a fighter, he knows what I'm talking about.
Vaive murwi vanoziva zvandiri kutaura.
Now, we are bringing our picture very clear.
Zvinotakuisa mufananidzo wedu pachena.
Amen.
Amen.
Abraham was not a king.
Abraham anga asiri mambo.
So if he had to fight kings,
zvino kana anga aifanira kurwana nemadzimambo.
Not one king, but kings.
Kwete mambo umwe chete asi madzimambo.
It means he had to be qualified.
Zvinoreva kuti aifanira kutokodzera.
He had to be scaled up and win the weight that's needed to fight the king.
Aifanira kutokwidzwa chiyero osvika pane kukodzera kunodikana kuti unzi unorwa namambo.
Hallelujah. So Abraham, a peasant farmer,
Abraham murimi,
he fought and overcame all the kings.
Akarwa akakunda madzimambo ose.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That qualified him to be a king.
Zvakaita kuti akodzere kunzi mambo.
Is that true?
Ichokwadi here.
So King Abraham.
Saka mambo Abraham.
But we know what made him to fight and overcome.
Asi tinoziva takaita kuti arwe akunde.
It was not the fact that he was just a man called Abraham.
Aisinyaya kungoti aingove murume ainzi Abraham.
But there was something in him.
Asi pane chaive maari.
That made him to be a fighter to overcome.
Chakaita kuti ave murwi anorwa achikunda.
Abraham is known as the father of faith.
Abraham anozikanwa kuti ndiwo baba vekutenda.
So the faith that was in him,
kutenda kwaive maari,
is what made him to fight to overcome.
Ndokwakaita kuti arwe akunde.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to believe that we have got some children of Abraham here.
Ndoda kutenda kuti pano tine vana va Abraham.
The same genes that were in Abraham are in you.
Zvisenga zvimetete zvave muna Abraham zviri mauri.
Amen.
Amen.
The day you become a believer,
zuva rawakava mutendi,
God gives you a gift called faith.
Mwari vanokupa chipo chinonzi kutenda.
Amen.
Amen.
So that is the gift from God free of charge.
Ndotipo chaunopiwa naMwari pachena.
You don't pray for faith.
Hauna matiri kuti wane kutenda.
But God gives it to you.
Asi Mwari ndivo vanokupa.
Amen.
Amen.
And that is an equipment from God.
Ndochombo chinobva kuna Mwari.
Then you are able to claim anything that you want.
Zvino unokwanisa kutora chese chaunoda.
Using that equipment called faith.
Uchishandisa chombo chinonzi kutenda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But now I want you to know.
Zvino ndoda kuti muzive.
The faith that is in you,
kutenda kuri mauri,
is actually a king.
Zvino ndimambo.
That faith that is laying in you
kutenda iko kuri mauri
is actually a king.
Kunotonzi mambo.
Just like what was in Abraham.
Sezvanga zviri muna Abraham.
Amen.
Amen.
He fought and he overcame.
Akarwa akakunda.
You too
newewo
are able to fight and overcome.
Unokwanisa kurwa nekukunda.
I want to encourage you tonight.
Ndoda kukurudzira manherano.
Even though you never fought anybody.
Kunyange usina kana munhu wawakarwisa.
I want you to know
that
you have got a fighting spirit in you.
Amen.
Amen.
You
have got a fighting spirit.
You
might not know.
But I'm
not talking about you fighting your brother.
No,
no. That one you don't have.
Amen.
But you have got a fighting spirit to fight the devil and to overcome. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's fighting to overcome. It's not just fighting, but it's fighting to overcome. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is where we are tonight. You are a fighter.
Amen.
Amen. And you are going to overcome. I want you to see the propelling power that was in Joshua. Amen. We find it in chapter
1
of the book of Joshua. Amen.
Amen.
But as we open to chapter 1 and verse 1 of Joshua,
there is
one thing that I would like you to remember. That Joshua was in an exodus. Is that right? And the prophet told us that that first exodus was in three parts. Amen. And the prophet divided it. Israel in Egypt,
sekuti Israel iri muEgipita,
and Israel in the wilderness,
Israel iri murenje,
and Israel in Canaan's land,
na Israel iri muKenan.
Amen. So there was the first pool,
five nekudzonza kwekutanga,
second pool,
kudzonza kwechipiri,
and the third pool,
nekudzonza kwechitatu.
That is what our ministry is classified into.
Those noitwa shumiro yedu isu.
Amen.
Amen.
And Joshua crossing the river Jordan,
Joshua achi yambuka rwizi weJordan,
and possessing the land,
achi tora nyika,
and fighting the king,
achi rwisa madzimambo.
The prophet said,
Mprofitanoti,
that's not representing the millennium.
Asikura tidza millennium.
Because in the millennium there's no fighting.
Nikuti ku millennium hapana kurwa.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
There's no burning of cities in the millennium.
Hapana kupiswa kwamaguta mu millennium.
But you got another body in the millennium.
Asi unoona mumwe mutumbi mu millennium.
But he says, Canaan's land is a type of the Holy Ghost. Is that right? If it is a type of the Holy Ghost, then you can see that is the time when you really fight. There was more fighting in Canaan than what they did in the wilderness. Amen.
Amen.
So when you receive the Holy Ghost, I want you to know, fighting has started. Why has fighting started? The devil is not happy that you changed the line.
Diabori asukufara kuti wachinja musasa.
Amen.
Amen.
He is fighting to bring you back. In the message contest, Brother Brown speaks about tug of war. And there's fire in between. And the ones on this other side are busy pulling the rock. And the other ones on the other side are pulling the same rock. And the whole idea is to see who is going to be burnt. So, there is no way you're going to stand there without fighting. If you don't pull, you are in the fire. Amen.
Amen.
This is where we are tonight. We are in the third pool ministry. If you don't pull, you're going to burn. If you don't fight, You're going to be killed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the good part about it, we have got a fighting spirit. And we're able to fight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are able, more than able, to fight. And Brother Branham, he left the bride in the third pool.
Brother Branham, tungamira muenga wakausia mudonza kukitatu.
Right in the middle of fighting.
Pakati pekurwa chaiko.
Amen.
Amen.
In 62 he preached a message.
Muna 62 wakaparidza maridzo.
Greatest battle that has ever been fought.
Wondo huru isakamborwiwa.
Amen.
Amen.
To let you know,
kuti muzive,
it's not picnic time.
Haisi nguva yekudekara.
Amen. It's fighting time.
Inguva yekurwa.
Praise God.
Nurumbidza Mwari.
Some people were fought even this evening by rains and they decided not to go to church. Because fighting does not talk of a war, a battle. It doesn't mean we're talking about something big.
Amen.
Amen. That little thing. You were almost ready to go to church. And the rain begins to fall. And you ask the children, is it raining outside? They said, yes, it's raining. Then you go back to sit on the sofa. Say, no service today. Because it's raining. You've been defeated. You are defeated. And at the same time, you are teaching your children that when it rains, we don't go to church.
Amen.
Are you seeing that?
Murukuona
nyayacho.
Amen.
But you must teach your children.
Asi dzidzisa vana.
Whether it rains.
Kuti chero kukanaya.
Whether there's lots of cold.
Kuri kuchonhora sei.
Whether it's too sunny.
Kuri kupisa sei.
Amen. Whether we don't have money.
Kana tisina mari.
We're going to church.
Tinoenda kuchurch.
Teach your children right.
Dzidzisa vana zvakanaka.
Joshua chapter 1.
Joshua chitsauko chekutanga.
Amen. Today I'm only in the book of Joshua.
Manirwanu ndingori mubhuku raJoshua.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, the reason I want to read this scripture.
Chikonzero ndida kuverenga rugwaro
urwu. I want you to see where the propelling power of Joshua was coming from.
Ndoda kuti muone kuti simba raisunda Joshua raibvepi.
Amen. And these scriptures are not only for Joshua.
Magwara angori aJoshua
chete. Would like you to claim this scripture.
Ndoda kuti umati ndeangu magwara.
And say, Lord, you were talking about me.
What is
that right? Because the prophet, he saw in a vision a Bible open. And it was coming down like this. And it was open on Joshua chapter 1. You know the vision? And the finger pointed from verse 1. And going all the way down. And coming up. Up to verse 9. And that was it. So when the prophet read it, he knew the Lord is talking to me. And he's talking about my ministry. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So if you personalize a scripture, you are going to read it correctly. You are going to scrutinize it. Because you want to know what he is saying about you. Because the best way of making a scripture alive is to personalize it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So every place where he's talking about Joshua, you put your name there. And after this service, you're going to be different. You can never be the same if you put your name in the Bible. So whenever you're holding the Bible, you are saying, my name is in the Bible. It's a book that is talking about me. Amen.
Amen.
Did it rain on you tonight? Are you feeling cold? Are you in church? Okay. Verse 1.
Verse 1.
Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying,
Zino Moses muranda wa Jehovah wakati afa Jehovah akataura na Joshua manakomana wa Nuni muranda wa Moses akati.
Amen. Amen. Showing you the time of the journey.
Yerwendo.
Is that right?
Dizoere.
Moses, my servant, is dead.
Moses muranda wangu afa.
Now therefore arise.
Zino iwe sumuka.
It's your turn.
Wamuka na wako.
Amen.
Amen.
Go over this Jordan.
Yambuka Jordani.
Thou and all these people unto the land which I do give them. Which I do give them to even to the children of Israel.
Muende kunyika yandino apa iwo vana va Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon.
Zimbo imene ime ichatsikwa netsoka dzenyu.
Have I given unto you as I said unto Moses.
Ndakupai iyo sezva ndakataura na Moses.
So you must learn to put your footprint.
Unofanira kudzidza kutsika netsoka.
Amen.
Amen.
You simply say, I've walked on this place, this is mine.
Iwe ingotaura zviri nyore kuti ndafamba nepapa, pava pangu.
Amen.
Amen.
Isn't this what Caleb was looking at?
Is that zero zaitaiswa na Caleb here?
You remember? Caleb and Joshua crossed over the river Jordan
Caleb,
and they went into the land.
Caleb na Joshua vakayambukira rwizi Jordan vakaenda kunyika.
But Caleb went over into Hebron.
Asi Caleb akaenda ku Hebron.
And he walked, put his feet onto Hebron.
Akatsika netsoka dzake mu Hebron.
And when he came back and it was time to divide the land.
Paakadzoka ya nyika yanguva yekupwa nyika.
He says, you Joshua, you know very well.
Iye akati kuna Joshua, iwe Jehovah
unozvizvira. Me and you we cross over.
Ini newe takayambuka mhiri.
Amen.
Amen.
And I walked in this place.
Ndakafamba munzvimbo iyi.
This is my land.
Iyi nyika yangu.
Give it to me.
Ndipe iwe.
Are you seeing that? Amen.
Amen.
So, the children of God must learn to claim by force. Amen.
Amen.
Because the devil will never spare you. No, no. But your job is to claim by force. Whether the devil wants it or not. Amen. The land is yours. Didn't the prophet say, God gave Israel the land of
Canaan?
But they were supposed to claim every inch. It was not just like in a silver plate. They had to fight for everything. That's what you got to do. And God is giving the demarcations here. From the wilderness and this Lebanon even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites and unto the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your coast.
Kubva murenje reRebanon iri kusvikira parwizi rukuru iro rwizi Euphrates nenyuka yese yavaheti kusvikira kugungwa guru kurutivi rwamavira zuva ndiyo nyika yenyu.
Amen.
Amen.
They shall not any man. Can you say any man?
Gatiti hakuna munhu.
Be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life.
Hakuna munhu uchagona kumira pamberi pako mazuva ose eupenyu hwako.
I want you to repeat all the days of thy life.
Ndinokudzokera mazuva ose eupenyu hwako.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now in this case is all the days of my life.
Patiye zvinoti mazuva ose eupenyu hwangu.
As I was with Moses.
Sezva ndaiva na
Moses. So will I be with you.
Ndichavaonewe.
I will not fail thee.
Handimbobva ndakakukundika.
No forsake thee.
Kana kukurasa.
As I was with William Branham.
Sezva ndaiva na William Branham.
So will I be with you.
Ndichavaonewe.
I will never forsake you.
Handimbobva ndakakuregi.
Hallelujah. Do you see? The scripture becomes alive. Because now you know what the Lord did with William Branham. You don't know maybe what happened with Moses because you were not there. But now you know what he did with William Branham. So as he was with William Branham, so is he going to be with you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, the devil tells you, you were just born here in Zimbabwe. Forget about this. This is for great men. Who told you are not a great man? Amen.
Amen.
You must stand up and tell the devil, I'm a great man. I'm going to fight you. I'm going to overcome you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother, sister.
The war is raging.
Mondo iri kutopisa.
We've got a testimony about money here. Because the devil didn't want him to send children to school. Do you see that? If you are in the same situation, if one brother here overcame and he got money from the pocket of the giant, so he overcame the king. And he took money from his pocket, send it to school. Brother, it doesn't mean that you must have everything. No. Do you know that David got hold of the head of Goliath, raised it up before the Philistines, and the Philistines had to flee. When they saw a head of their giant. But did you know? David did not have a knife in his pocket. He had only one little weapon. Just a slingshot. That's what he had. And the slingshot gave him the knife. But where did he get the knife from? Hallelujah. So he killed Goliath. He killed the king. And he went to take the knife out of his pocket and cut off his head. You can do that. That's what he did. You can do the same. Amen.
Amen.
When you're looking for the money, you don't have it in your pocket. But there's a certain king with the money. Look around for the king. 2017. Amen.
Amen.
We don't want cowards. We want people that can go and take it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is what we're here for now. We want to kill the king. Take what he has. Because it's actually ours. Is that true? Oh, brother, look at what the prophet told us. In the message atonement. Amen. That there was a fight. That Jesus Christ went into hell. Amen.
Amen.
And the demon said, no, there's somebody here. We can't even pronounce his name. Amen. They were telling the devil who was sitting on the throne, the king of hell. Amen.
Amen.
But Jesus, he kicked the door open. And he went inside. And he looked around. He wasn't looking for small demons. That were just screaming here. Another one rolling that other side. Another one was on the back. The devil wasn't looking at that. Jesus was looking at the one that was sitting on the throne. And he got a hold of him. Amen. And he pulled him out. And the promises he was given, a healthy
king.
When he was rolling over, Jesus took the king. He pulled the keys out and he put them on here. When he went into hell, he didn't have the key. But the keys belong to him. Is that right? Then he writes and says, I, Jesus, with the keys of hell and death. Where did he get that from? He got that from the devil. Brother, if you don't have, There's a certain king that is holding what you need. You look for him.
Amen.
Look for that king. Amen. You look for him. Not a small king. Look for a big king. Because that is the one that has got you what you need. Kill him. You are allowed to kill the devil. Amen. And take what you need from him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is that true? Because God told Joshua, no man shall ever stand before you all the days of your life. Amen.
Amen.
You must say the same. There is no problem that shall stand before me all the days of my life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are not talking about your brother. There is no problem. No sickness. Sister Mavis hit one. Amen. And she overcame. Praise God. Because there is no problem. There is no sickness. That shall stand before you all the days of your life. Be strong. And of a good courage. Amen.
Amen.
For unto these people shall thou divide an inheritance, the land which I swear unto their fathers. The devil wants you to be afraid. The devil wants you to think it's impossible. Amen.
Amen.
You look back. There are some people that made it. And it was possible for them. So it is also possible for you.
Amen.
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 When it looks so impossible, take that as a testimony of the one that made it. Take it to the Lord.
And
says, Lord, I'm kneeling here. Because I know what you did with sister so and so. Zenaro, hakona zebu. Zegu asasisi.
Go there.
Zenaro. Amen.
Amen.
Wakabona sister Zashika.
Have you seen the sisters when they are praying?
Zanya to sika chaiso chaiso.
When it has really come upon them.
Hapana nye smile ibo baba.
They will be not smiling.
Kana nye kuti ndika shamisa muromo. Ameno sino zitika muromo. Hapana.
You are not afraid that if I open my mouth wide, I will have wrinkles. No, you are not looking at that.
Zii, warno so biswa pegu pezisira.
You wipe your mucus after prayer.
But pakati pesa hapa.
But in the middle of prayer.
Zii, wama so zii.
There will be mucus, tears, everything.
Amen.
Amen.
Those are true tauraisos.
That's what we are saying.
Take that testimony to the Lord.
Kneel
there. He says, Lord, you gave brother so and so this. You gave him this. How about me? What's wrong with me? Did you not die for me also? Did you only die for that brother? Did you come only for that redemption? What's wrong with me? So I'm also standing here. Then this is why I'm praying. Because I also need it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Brother, sister, we must come to a time where we don't fear no evil. Isn't this what David was saying? You must fear no evil. And the Lord has got to spread the table before my enemies. Christians are fearless. And you must be fearless. Amen.
Amen.
Let me read a quote. Then I'll go into a few scriptures and close.
Fifth
today. Paragraph 118. But you know, all along where there's been that kind of battle fought,
There
has also been God's believing people has had many great V-days.
Oh yes.
There's been on both sides where the glass has focused and went to the natural side.
Amen.
Amen. With V-days. Also, where it focuses into the world. In the scripture, it brings another V day sometimes. We've had many of them great battles against our enemy, and God has had great men out there.
They're
standing at the front, who has been able to capture. Amen. By the Spirit of God, the thoughts of the people, and throw it into the kingdom of God yonder, and come out victorious. Hallelujah. We fight it every day. Every Christian fights a battle every day. Remember, what does he say? Every day. Amen.
Amen.
Don't forget that. Can you say every day? In Masungo they say every day.
Masungo vanot every day.
Every day.
Masvaose.
But whatever it sounds. But I believe it is sounding the same, huh? Every day. We are in a warfare right now. Amen.
Amen.
Going on constantly within us. Between the right and wrong. Shall we receive it? What shall we do? Shall we bow to the world? Shall we give up this thought that we got? We can never give up. Because once you are put on the front line, don't go back. You are going to fight. And you are going to overcome. Is that true? Hear ye him. Middle of paragraph 1. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord. And I used to come to these floors,
where
would have our training and our main fight and so forth. And I've never left the ring, but a different ring. Amen.
Amen.
I'm fighting the army, the devil,
Diabole,
of human souls. Amen. Tonight,
Manirana,
and I'm asking your support as we together put our hearts and shoulders together. Amen. To press this battle on. For God is with us. Then who can be against us? The great morning star is over us. The banner of Christ. And we are bound to conquer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, there's sickness here tonight. And sin. People who are oppressed of the devil. Amen. We are his soldiers of the cross. Let's press the battle now. Amen. As we pray and study his word. Praise God. Brother, sister, I'm reading these quotes and scriptures to make sure that the king who was in
Abraham
must be alive in you also. And I want to make sure you have a fighting spirit. You must have a fighting spirit.
Not fighting your wife, please.
Kwete ukurumisa mzimai wako, kwete.
Or your husband.
Kana murume wako.
You are fighting the devil.
Urukurumisa diabore.
Praise God.
Tinurumisa mwari.
Because many times,
nikuti kakawanda,
the prophets were living under our privileges.
Profetano kuti tikurarama takarozwa.
When we are able to overcome.
Apa isu tichikwanisa kukunda.
Amen.
Amen.
Then we just say, oh yeah, it happened. What can you do? Yeah, all things work together for good. Brother, we also believe that scripture. But don't you ever misplace it. Amen. You can never live under privileges. We want to make sure you overcome. Go with me to Joshua chapter 11.
And it was a Joshua chapter 11.
Amen. And see a man who was living out the scripture.
Verse 21.
Amen. So, we want to make sure we are making these scriptures alive. And at that time, came Joshua and cut off the Anakims from the mountains, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anab, and from all the mountains of Judah, and from all the mountains of Israel. Joshua destroyed them utterly with their cities.
Nenguva iyoyo, Joshua akaenda akaparadzava Anaki panyika yamakomo, pa Hebron na pa Debiri. Napa Anabi, napa nyika yose ya makomo ya Juda, napa nyika yose ya makomo ya Israeli. Joshua akava paradza chose pamwechete na maguta avo.
You know the Anakims were giants.
Munozava Anaki vanga vari hofori.
Is that true?
Ndizvo here.
There was none of the Anakims left in the land of the children of Israel.
Hakuna vaAnaki vakasara panyika yavana vaIsraeli.
Only in Gaza and Gath and in Ashdod. They remained.
Asipa Gaza, napa Gadi, napa Ashdod, ndipo pakasara vamwe.
So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord said unto Moses, and Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel according to their divisions by their tribes, and the land rested from war.
Joshua akakunda paizvozvo nyika yose sezvose zvakaudzwa Moses na Jehovah. Joshua akaipa vana vaIsraeri kuti ive nhaka yavo sezvavakanga vakamurwa nemarudzi avo nyika ikazorora pakurwa.
So it was the kings and their cities.
Anga ari madzimambo nemaguta avo.
And he had to make sure he overcame them.
Akava nechokwadi kuti avakunda.
Amen.
Amen.
Is this the time?
Ndiyo here nguva?
Like the time of Joshua?
Senguva ya Joshua.
Crossing the river Jordan into the promises.
Kuyambukira rwizi Jorodhani kuenda mumimbiso.
To overcome and capture.
Kukunda nekupamba.
Amen.
Amen.
So there is no king.
Saka hapana mambo.
Which has got to remain alive.
Anofanira kuramba ari mupenyu.
Amen. When Joshua walks in.
Kana Joshua apindamo.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, do you know?
Zvino munoziva here?
That gossip is a king.
Kuti makuwa ndimwe mambo.
Because a king has got to rule and reign.
Nekuti mambo anofanira kutonga uye ane paanotonga.
So gossip can reign on a woman.
Saka makuwa anokwanisa kutonga pamudzimai.
Until she cannot keep quiet.
Kusvikira haazogoni kunyarara.
Whatever she sees, she must talk.
Zvese zvaaona anofanira kutaura.
Whatever she hears, she must talk.
Zvese zvaanzwa anofanira kutaurawo mumwe.
So the king gossip is raining on him.
Saka mambo makuwa ari kutonga amai avo.
Ita amen.
Ita amen.
We want you to know that there's a king.
Tinoda kuti muzive kuti pana mambo.
That is raining in you if you don't overcome.
Ari kukutonga kana ukasakunda.
Young people,
nechidiki,
I want you to be very aware.
Tinoda kuti muve makabengenuka.
That pornography is a king.
Nekuti kuona mifananidzo yevanhu vasina kupfeka. Ndeumwe mambo.
Worldly music is a king.
Manzi yemunyika ndeumwe mambo.
Worldly friends is a king.
Shamwari dzemunyika ndeumwe mambo.
Because they will take you to wrong places.
Vachakuendesa kunzvimbo dzisiridzo.
They will make you drink and smoke
and look for women. But you come to church here. And when you come to church here, you have got to realize that there was a man like you called Joshua, who fought and he overcame. He overcame the king and his city. Amen.
Amen.
He put his foot on the necks of the kings. Amen. And that meant that he was an overcomer. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight I want you to be convinced that you too can put your foot on the neck of the king. Amen.
Amen.
You must be convinced that pornography is dead. You can control your WhatsApp. You can control your Facebook, Twitter, and all these things. Because these are kings. And they cannot make you sleep. Because the kings of this world, they will tell you that on Thursday, nobody goes to work.
Cheesy.
Brother, even if you've got lots of fertilizer, and you've got lots of seed in your house, Thursday, you sleep long. Because there's a king that said Thursday nobody works. So you are observing that one. And there's a king in you that is telling you cannot sleep until you answer all the WhatsApp messages. That king keeps you awake. We went into South Africa one time. And then I bought the air time. And there it was written, you also are able to buy night shift. Night shift meaning from is it from 12 to 6 a.m. you can speak free.
Zvinoreva kuti kubva nguva dzepakati peusiku kana 6 unenge uchifona kana kutaura pafoni pachena.
Night shift. So it means then,
zvinoreva kuti
the children,
vana,
and all the mischief makers, they don't sleep. Midnight, they are awake. That's the time for them to speak for free. I said, look at what this devil is doing. He's giving these people extra talking time. Brother, and all that is being spoken about that time is not business. I assure you, it's not business. It's the wrong stories. Because why would you want to wait until 12 o'clock to talk about business? That's not time for business. Yeah? So the devil knows what to do. Sometimes you make the bundles cheap so that you can speak for free and text for free.
It's
the devil. But that king has got horns. But that king, you can kill him. You can overcome that king. Amen.
Amen.
Whenever you kill a king, you are going to write, 11th January, I killed a king called pornography. And you must never give him resurrection power. Amen.
Amen.
You must kill him. Some of you mothers and fathers, you don't know what I'm talking about. Many of your children, their brains are rotten. They can't think straight. Okay? They can't imagine correct. They are eating what you don't even know. They are drinking what you don't know. They come home so drunk. And they're busy chewing gum, and they just go straight to the bedroom. And you ask them, don't you want some food? He says, no, I'm okay. Because how can you look at your mother, you know, when you're drunk? So, from the door, straight into a room, under the blankets, and you're gone. And the moment you walk in, he's snoring already. It's a lot that the kings of this world are doing. You don't know who your daughters are talking to. And you don't even know the pictures that they're looking at. You don't even know the videos that they're looking at. But it takes conviction from the Almighty God to make a young girl quit all that. It takes real conviction for a young boy to quit all the nonsense and stand before mama and daddy and says, mama, daddy, I used to do this. And that also, I used to do this. And your mouth is like this when they're confessing. But young boy, young girl, if you're in church tonight, and you can be persuaded to kill that king, because the power to kill you got it. Amen. Let's go back to chapter 12 of Joshua. I'll end up with that as we read. Verse 3. Amen. Are you there? Because now Joshua is looking at a map. And he's saying, this area we cover. This area we cover. This one we cover. Are you doing that? Are you having that kind of inventory? In your life? That as far as dressing, I'm fine. The king called fashion, I've killed.
Mambo anonzi, zvechimanje manje zvekupeka ndakunda.
Are you doing that?
Urikuita izvozvo here?
Because that king,
nekuti mambo uyu,
it also wants to take even married sisters.
Akuda kutotora kunyange hanzvadzi dzakarorwa.
Amen. And try to rule on them.
Weza kuvatonga.
But they must be able to say,
asana kufana kuti,
I've killed that one.
Ndauraya mambo uyu.
Fashion and all her sisters and all her cities, I have destroyed.
Mapekure chimanje manje nevaningina vake nevakoma vake vese nemaguta ake ndavakunda.
Look at how Joshua is saying, from the plain to the sea of Kinneret, that the Sea of Galilee, on the east.
Hanzinerenje kusvikira pagunga rekineroti kumabvazuva.
And unto the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, Dead Sea, on the east, the way to Jeshimoth, right? And from the south, under Ashdod, Pisgah, he destroyed all those ones.
Nokushikira pagungwa rerenje, iro gungwa romunyu, ndo gungwa rinonzi Dead Sea, kubva kumabvazuva nenzira inoenda Beti Jeshimoti, nokurutirwe rwezasi pajinga rePisgah.
Is that okay? If it is fashion, he says, from the whole clothes, even the low necks and the back, low backs, and the up to the stilettos and up.
Arukutaura kuti kana zviri zvemapekere chimanje manje dzinosiya tipuwa tiri pachena ne dzinosiya musana uri pachena nekupfeka gogo dzinenge dzano Beyonce ndasiya zvose
and all the see through zine makosti guys, anini? The whole area. He says, that one and their king, they are dead. Amen. And the cause of Og, king of Bashan, which was of the remnant of the giants that dwelt at Ashtaroth and at Edrei.
Nenyika ya Ogi, mambo we Bashan, wakanga asara pava Rafaim, wakanga vagere pa Ashtaroth ne Edrei.
See?
Murugona.
And reigned in Mount Hermon and in Sauka and in all Bashan unto the border of the Geshurites and the Maachathites and half Gilead, the border of Sihon, king of Heshbon.
Waibata ushepa gomore Hemon, napa Sareka, napa Bashan Rose, kusikira kumugano, wava Geshuri, nava Maakat, ne half Gilead. Ndiyo nyika ya Shihon, mambo we Heshbon.
Them did Moses the servant of the Lord and the children of Israel smite. And Moses the servant of the Lord gave it for a possession unto the Reubenites and the Gadites and half the tribe of Manasseh.
Moses muranda wa Jehovah na vana wa Israel wakava kunda. Moses muranda wa Jehovah akaipa Reuben na wa Gadi ne half yorudhi wa Manasseh kuti ive yavo.
Verse 7, are you still around?
Verse 7, tichiri moere.
He's now tabulating, and this is what you must do. Amen. Write them down. All the kings you are destroying. Amen. And you even tell us the boundary. That the king that used to be on my laptop, and that was pushing me onto this other site and this other site, and I managed to overcome these ones, even the ones that were on my cell phone, I destroyed them. Amen. I overcame them. List that down. Then you are going to see how big you are. And these are the kings of the country which Joshua and the children of Israel smote on this side Jordan, on the west, from Baalgad and in the valley of Lebanon, even unto the Mount Halak, that goeth up to Seir, which Joshua gave unto the tribe of Israel for a possession according to their division.
Kumavira zwa kuba pa Barigadi, mumpata were banon, kusikira pa gomore araki, rinokwira richienda seiri, Joshua akaipa maruze, ava Israeli, sesa vakanga va kamurwira, kuti ive yavo.
In the mountains and in the valleys, and in the plains and in the springs, and in the wilderness and in the south country, the Hittites, the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites, the Hivites and the Jebusites.
Panyika ya makomo ni muma pani, nomu araba, na pami temu nusirwa, nomu renje, nezasi, ndiyo ya ili nyika ya waheti, ne ya wa amori, ne ya wa kanani, ne ya wa perezi, ne ya wa hivi, ne ya wa jebusi.
The king of Jericho, one. The king of Ai, which is beside Bethel, one.
Mambowe Jericho, wukutanga ndiye mumwe, na mambowe Ai, wetipiri.
Is one county? Yes. The king of Jerusalem, one. The king of Hebron, one. The king of Jermak, one. The king of Lachish,
one.
King of Eglon, one. The king of Gezer, one.
Hey,
isn't that exciting? Because it's a counter, you're counting to know, beside I finished. King of Derby, one. The king of Gerda, one. The king of Homa, one. The king of Arad, one. The king of Libna, one. The king of Adullam, one. The king of Makeda, one. The king of Bethel, one. the king of Tapua won. The king of Heper won.
Namambu wa Tapua mumwe. Namambu wa Heper mumwe.
The king of Apec won. The king of Lasharon won.
Namambu wa Apec mumwe. Namambu wa Lasharon mumwe.
The king of Madon won. The king of Hazor won.
Namambu wa Madon mumwe. Namambu wa Hazori mumwe.
The king of Shimron Meron won. The king of Etshop won.
Namambo we Shimron Meron mumwe. Namambo we Akshaf mumwe.
The king of Tanakh won. The king of Megiddo won.
Namambo we Tanakh mumwe. Namambo we Megiddo mumwe.
The king of Kadesh won. The king of Jokneam of Camel won.
Namambo we Kadesh mumwe. Namambo we Jokneam Pakameri mumwe.
The king of Dor in the coast of Dor won. The king of nations of Gilgal won.
Namambo we Dori panyika yemakome aya Dori mumwe. Namambo we Goim pagigari mumwe.
Every scripture is inspired, remember. Amen. So we're not just enjoying reading, but we are floating on the inspiration that we are counting.
Amen.
King of Tisra, one. All kings,
30 and 1.
Amen.
Amen.
He listed them all. Amen.
You know, meanness is another king. It's another king. You even have to burn your blankets trying to hide food there because the brothers are.
You must count one. One.
Getting the relatives, one.
One for hatred, one.
You
must list all those kings. And you must overcome. Because you must come to a place when you say, all the kings that I overcame in December. We're going to ask you in December, if we get to December. We're going to ask how many kings you killed.
Amen.
Amen. But Joshua here was able to tell us 31.
Joshua pana akwanza kutaura kuti 31.
So in December 31.
Mswa 31 December.
December 31.
Mswa 31 December.
We want to know how many kings you killed.
Tinakona tokaura yamadzimambo mangani.
Amen.
Amen.
You must be able to count them.
Unofana kugona kumavaverenga.
But if you kill that king,
asuka uraya mambo.
Make sure he will never resurrect.
Ivane chokwadi kuti asizomuka.
Do you know how Joshua would kill some of the kings?
He
would play around with them because he knew he had the power. He told the people, hang these ones. In the morning, evening time, pull them down. We put them into a cave and close the cave. And he would say, line up the kings. We want to chop the big toe of every one of them. And they can't fight because the warriors are there. Is that right? So, them demons, brother, to you, they must be small. They must never look big to you. We are going to overcome. We are going to overcome. And we are going to count the kings we kill. Amen. We are going to make sure we destroy them. Let's stand upon our feet. Praise be the name of the Lord. Amen. We are able to overcome. We want to sing this other song. And take that.